Okay, here's a question. What mammal in New York City is among the most important to the balance and health of our environment? Sally Herships discovered the answer on a trip to Prospect Park.
What time did the bats come out?
Bats come out right at sunset.
All around the country, bats are dying. A mysterious illness is wiping out populations in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Vermont. But strangely, here in New York City, in the urbanest of settings, bats are thriving. And I want to know why. So it's into the park with naturalist and bat fanatic Paul Kime.
Let's forage onwards.
Okay.
Kime gives bat tours in city parks, taking folks places they normally wouldn't set foot by themselves after dark. I ask Kime where the bats sleep during the day. Are there caves in the park?
Well, they like brownstones.
Brownstones, says Kime, are attractive to bats because they're tightly quartered on top. Little spaces where they can get in, but nothing else can. It's warm, out of the way, and conveniently located near the park. They also like wood frame houses,
which Brooklyn has a lot of.
I just heard a bat.
You just heard a bat.
Usually humans can't hear bats. The sounds they make while echolocating, sending out radar-like pulses to locate food, are too high-pitched and too fast for our ears. But Kime carries a device in his hand called an echolocator. It's a small white box with two black knobs. One controls the volume, the other the bat frequency.
He was pursuing insects. You can hear the very steady pulses. Sounds like little hammers banging.
As the pulses get faster, the bat is closing in on his snack. They may be having problems elsewhere, but Prospect Park is chock full of bats. In fact, says Kime, the bats are crucial to the park's existence. To understand why, you need to take a look at what a bat eats. The little brown bat is an insect-eating machine, the mosquito's worst nightmare. Just one of the small fuzzy mammals can eat up to 1,000 mosquitoes in an hour, and this is what makes them so important. Bats, says Kime, are what's called a keystone species.
What that means is that they hold up the rest of the environment for everything else.
If the bats disappeared from our landscape, then insects would beat global warming in destroying it. Prospect Park would become a giant dust bowl. Bugs would eat everything. And this is why experts are concerned about the fact that bats are getting sick.
They're dwindling. We're losing them very fast, much like we've lost the honeybees.
While the bats in Prospect are healthy, their upstate cousins are being hit hard by a fungus called white nose syndrome. But no one is sure what's causing it. Kime says he thinks it might be pesticides like malathion, a popular mosquito spray, and pollutants that are doing it. So I ask him why the population in the park, in the middle of Brooklyn, is so healthy.
Prospect has gone through a fabulous transformation over the last 10 years. There's been a tremendous reforestation, a tremendous addition to going back to all the native plants that were here before the park was built. So these plants are very conducive to a lot of the native insects.
More bugs, more bats. In addition, and more importantly, says Kime, there are no pollutants in the park. There's no spraying and no pesticides within most of the park.
So it allows for a pristine environment.
As unlikely as it seems, Brooklyn, with its parks and brownstones, has become a kind of Garden of Eden for bats. Until the temperature drops. Then the bats migrate. For WNYC, I'm Sally Herships.
You can take a bat tour of Prospect Park, but you'll have to wait till next year when the weather's warmer.